This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Daniel Turner, good morning.
Rich, thanks for having me back on. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Absolutely. Always appreciate it. Founder and executive director of Power of the Future, Daniel Turner. Well, here we are. We got 5 days to go to the election. Pennsylvania is once again the state that looks like it's going to decide the presidency. And there's Joe Biden saying he wants to get rid of oil. And we know that he said he wants to get rid of fracking. These are radical environmental plans, Daniel Turner.
They really are. And it's amazing that Biden has had a flip-flop on it when he has for 2 years been on video saying how he wants to ban fracking, how he wants to eliminate all fossil fuels, right? He's told people on live mics in front of cameras that he's going to get rid of pipelines and get rid of all oil and gas. And now all of a sudden, as you said, Pennsylvania is so crucial that as Canada, that's not really what he meant. But when you say, I want to ban fracking, is there a lot of wiggle room for interpretation? I guess in Democrat politics now there suddenly is.
And let's talk about the economic impacts of that in a state like Pennsylvania, for example. I mean, I think a lot of people don't even realize, too, that Pennsylvania even has oil. But a couple of days ago, I talked to the Secretary of Energy, Dan Briette. He was going to an oil rig in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is a major energy state, and it's had oil, as the great people of the Commonwealth know, for decades, right? But it is the second largest natural gas producer. It is a top 10 oil producer. It is the fourth largest coal state in the nation. I believe it's even like the second most important coal exporting state in the nation. So we're talking about quite literally hundreds of thousands of jobs throughout the Commonwealth that are all on the line when you have someone like Biden at stake. And even the best way to compare Pennsylvania is not against the nation. Compare it with my home state, your neighbor to the north, New York, where they've banned fracking. My organization, Power of the Future, did a study comparing the two. Unemployment is lower. Land is more valuable. The amount of tax revenue it's generated for the state, Pennsylvania, almost $2 billion in the last decade. In New York, none, right? So when you look at the benefits of something like fracking, as opposed to New York, who has not taken advantage of it, it's clear winner that Pennsylvania's energy policies are good for Pennsylvanians.
Daniel Turner is here. He's executive director of Power of the Future. They are the voice of energy workers. They push back on the radical green groups and the ideologues who fund them. It's great to have him with me today as we talk about election countdown. Pennsylvania is the state that's going to decide the election. How many people work in the energy sector in this country? I don't mean the solar or wind. I mean the real energy sector.
So if you want to say direct people who work in the industry, it is probably around 15 million people who work in that. And that is everything from men and women who are literally drilling or they're on fracking equipment, et cetera, or pipeline. But then people who their whole business relies on energy, right? And equipment needs servicing. It needs parts. There's trucking involved. And even in great places like Pennsylvania, you go to small coal towns at 5 a.m. at the diner, everyone there is getting ready for the early shift, right? So could you say, well, that diner isn't an energy worker? No, but if that energy industry disappears, that whole little community dries up. So we are talking about millions and millions of people.
How has President Trump been with regards to those workers, to energy workers and that sort of thing?
You know, it's been a huge reversal from the Obama-Biden administration. And that's what people who work in fracking or natural gas and oil have to worry about is just look at what happened to coal for 8 years of Obama Biden. Look at what happened to small coal towns. And you don't have to go far outside of Philly or Pittsburgh to go to these small coal towns and see what has been left, because the Obama Biden administration decided they didn't like coal. President Obama said when he was a candidate in 08, he wasn't going to make coal illegal, but if you try to open a coal plant, I'm going to bankrupt you. And he did. More than half the coal workers in America lost their job for 8 years of targeted political pressure from the Obama-Biden administration. Now they're saying they're just going to have a just transition for oil and gas workers. Well, look at what the just transition was for coal workers and ask them how many green jobs did they get, right? What other industries went to small towns outside of Johnstown, Pennsylvania? Did any, you know, green sector or other industry move there, or do they just fall into depression and poverty like we see all across America? President Trump's tried to reverse that. We became a net exporter of oil and gas. It's going to be a long time to rebound the coal industry. It's trending in the right direction, but again, it's been 8 years of getting hammered. But President Obama has been good for energy, and energy is good for America.
President Trump, you mean, has been good for energy.
President Trump, yeah, thank you.
Daniel Turner, let me ask you the other question, too, that I wanted to bring up is the idea of the environment. You know, people bring this stuff up and they go, but we have to deal with the environment and we have to deal with climate change and everything else. I mean, I guess I'm foolish. I always thought natural gas was one of the best kind of fuels you could possibly ever use. And I also don't think I think that the fear mongering over fracking with regards to the drinking water has also been disproven as well. Right.
Absolutely. We have 2 million fracked wells in America. And if they could show me evidence of people who are in towns who are getting sick, you listen to the people on the left like Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with these blanket statements that fracking is poisoning communities. Just show me one. Right. Yeah. With 2 million fracked wells in this country, can you show me one? You and I both know if there was one 9-year-old boy who was sick because of fracked water, CNN and the Biden campaign would have set up camp on that kid's lawn a month and a half ago. Again, it's just all right.
They would have made a movie about him and Mark
exactly.
Ruffalo would star in it.
As a 9-year-old boy, absolutely, and it would have been a huge blockbuster. And so they can. They all they have left is rhetoric, and as you said, fear mongering. But look at what we do in America, right? We have become a net exporter of oil and gas, and we have lowered our CO2 emissions more than any other country per capita in the last 4 years. If you believe the environmental philosophy or their worldview, those two things should be mutually exclusive. And yet we've done it in America. Environmentalists should celebrate, right? Yeah. More oil and gas means lower prices on goods, jobs, tax revenue, and we're lowering CO2 emissions. Woohoo! Let's pop the champagne. But how come they don't celebrate the way you and I celebrate?
It's very strange. I wish I had an answer for you, my friend, but I certainly don't. But that's because I don't think that way, and neither do you, thank God. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future. Always appreciate you coming on the show today. And you can visit Daniel at powerthefuture.com. Let's see how it goes next Tuesday, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.